Hey, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning Simon Shin Pei Beis. We will do the Mechaber in Se'if Aleph. And, the little bit of Mishnah Berurah that's on that Mechaber. So it says the Mechaber, Hador im akum b'chatzer. If someone lives together with a non-Jew in the same chatzer, Eino osar lav. He does not create any problems for him. Achu shnei Yisraelim dorim b'shnei batim v'osum zelzeh. Unless there are two Jews that live in that chatzer that asar on one another, because they both have rishos in the chatzer. Oz ha'akum osar aleim. Then the akum is a problem for them unless they take care of it. How do you take care of it? Bittul rishus does not work by an akum. You have to actually be socher his rights in the chatzer from him. You need to rent out his space from him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Eino osar lav. Demikra adin diras akum ina chashuv adira. Really, mikra adin the dwelling space of an akum is not considered a dwelling space that would be separate and apart from the other people who live in that chatzer. El de chachamim gazru de leyasar of kidei shelo yadurim avi yilmum mimaisav. The chacham said that having the akum there is going to create a problem so that you'll be discouraged from living in the same chatzer as an akum. In that way, you won't learn from his behavior. Velo gazru el bedavar de shchiach. However, the chacham only made such a gzeira if it's a fairly common case. Ainu b'makom shadarim kami yisraelim, where there are multiple Jews that live there. Avalo b'chad bayis de lo shchiach. But it was very uncommon to have just one Jew living in a neighborhood with one akum, because the Ovdei Chavim were chashon shvichas damim, so it was dangerous to live alone with an Ovdei Chavim. So since that was uncommon, the Chavim left that at the Din D'Oraisa, so that the akum doesn't create a problem. He only creates a problem if there are multiple Yisraelim, where that would be a fairly shchiach case. B'shnei batim, that live in two Jews live in two different houses. Aval b'chad b'ayis afilu yesh kama anashim v'ochum kolachot. But if all the Jews live in one house, even if they eat separately from one another, that still counts as only one residence. So if the two people live in two different houses and they asr on one another, as opposed to a case where you could have two Jews living in two houses that don't asr on one another. How do you have such a case? We've already learned about it. Like a father and a son, where the son gets supported from the father's stable. Where they don't need to make an Erev even if they live in separate homes. So then the Akum doesn't create a problem because the father and son are considered one unit even though they live in separate homes. So if you have two Jews and one Akum and the two Jews make an Erev between them, they still have to take care of the Akum. And the way they take care of the Akum is by being socher rishos from the akum. The eno mawil k'mo b'Yisrael shelo erivim b'nei achatzer. It doesn't, bittul rishos doesn't work like a Yisrael who doesn't participate in the eruv, where we learned that he could just be mevatel his rishos. She mevatel rishos k'dei lahatir shar b'nei achatzer l'taltel, where he could just be mevatel his rishos in the chatzer to allow other people to carry there. K'nvor b'sim shenpei v'atam delo mahani. And the reason bittul rishos does not work is mishum deratzu chacham larchu k'diras Yisrael min ha'akum. The chacham did not want us living amongst of the chavim ulahachi hechmiru dein lo takana she is coming menu, and therefore they were machmir. Not only that he creates a problem, but that the solution to the problem is harder to come by. That he can't just be mevatel rishus; you need to actually rent the space from him. And that's a difficult conversation to have with the akum. I want to rent your space. What do you want to rent from me? What are you taking away from me? What? It's not for rent. It's not for sale. You know, you can have a whole day. It's not going to be easy. So yisrache ke yisrael miladuri mokadesh lo yisrael avatiltul. So a Jew's not going to want to live in a neighborhood where there's no possibility of an Erev, where there's no way he's going to be allowed to carry in the chatzer because he can't negotiate with the akum. El tzarech she'yaskir mimenu. You need to rent his rishos. Ulinim im mahani she'ela. As far as whether borrowing his rishos works, tali b'shtei adeus amvor b'sif yud beis, that's tali in two opinions that we have in sif yud beis. Ulder rishon hasham lo mahani. And according to the first opinion there, it does not work to borrow the rishos. So what we learned tonight is that if if you have one Yisrael living or one household living with one Akum in a Chatzer, then you're allowed to carry in the Chatzer. But if you have two Yisraelim of two different households in the Chatzer, then even if the Yisraelim make an Erev between them, you still have to take care of the Akum. And the only way to take care of the Akum is by being socher his Rishos, but not from a Bittel Rishos. And that's what we do. We're socher Rishos from the Ovdei Chachavim, or from people who have the authority over the spaces that, in the neighborhoods that we occupy. Okay, so B'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up same time, same place with the Ramah on Sif Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.